William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Maiden's Hand, a novel, by Susan Wiggs, performed by Alex Wyndham. I am falser than vows made in wine. William Shakespeare, As You Like It, Act 3, Scene 5. Prologue. Oliver de Lacy had died badly. He had gone blubbering and pleading to the hangman's noose, and his last act as a mortal man had been to piss himself. That morning, he'd arisen in his dank cell in Newgate, begged one last time to sire a child on the warden's daughter, lied through his teeth to the priest who came to grant him absolution, and vomited up his last breakfast. Now, he was paying the ultimate price for his many sins. After the hanging, Oliver's descent into hell was not what he expected. Indeed, it bordered on the peculiar. Darkness, aye, but what were those evil slits of grey light and that creaky lumbering sound? And if he'd left his mortal body behind, why did he feel this damnable pain in his neck? Why did he smell fresh-cut wood? It was new and particularly awful for a man who had not expected to die by execution as a common criminal of all things. He'd always known he would die young, but he'd worked hard to ensure himself a glorious demise. He'd dreamed of perishing while fighting a duel, racing horses, perhaps even while bedding another man's wife. Not, God forbid, swinging by the neck while a bloodthirsty crowd jeered at him. At least no one knew it was Lord Oliver de Lacy, Baron Wimberley, who died at dawn. He'd been arrested, tried, and sentenced in his guise of Oliver Lackey, a bearded common rapscallion who'd incited one riot too many. Thank heaven for small favors. He'd spared his family a great shame. They'd all gone abroad until the spring. They would come back to find that Oliver had vanished without a trace. Ah, what a waste, he thought in disgust, as his strange conveyance transported him to eternal damnation. He'd wanted to make his mark in his short time on earth. In pursuit of this, he'd loved every woman he could find, fought every battle he could join, sampled every delicacy, read every book, embarked on every adventure available to an affable young lord. He'd lived fast and hard and voraciously with the knowledge that his illness would one day conquer him. And this morn, an hour before cockcrow, he died a coward's death.
They say he died badly,
the voice penetrated Oliver's hell-bound chariot.
Did you see?
God's light, but it was a horrid, unholy voice.
I saw.
This voice, in contrast, was as sweet as the trill of a lark at dawn.
He showed no dignity whatsoever. I can't think why Spencer was so insistent about taking this one.
Spencer? The devil was called Spencer?
Spencer, said the ugly voice, like the Lord above works in mysterious ways. Does he know you have come?
Of course not, said the woman. He thinks I only help with the ciphering. He must never know.
Well, pox and pestilence, I don't like it. Not one bit.
Amen, thought Oliver. Death was getting stranger by the moment. Descending into hell was an odd business indeed. The creaking and jangling ceased abruptly. Now what? Oliver wondered. He braced himself for an onslaught of fire and brimstone.
Careful now. Is anyone about?
The man asked.
Just the chief gravedigger in his hut yonder. You did give him plenty of fortified wine.
Oh, aye, he won't stir his bones.
But I see a light in the window, the woman said.
Right, we'd best put on a good show then. Move the cart just to the edge of the pit. Let's get this one out.
The chariot lurched.
Easy now, easy. Frigging slump-backed nag, almost backed into the pit. Hand me that chisel, I'll just pry open this panel.
A screeching sound rent the air, followed by an equine whinny.
Shrouds and shambles,
the man hissed.
Mind the box, you'll spill it.
A square of light opened at Oliver's lifeless feet. He began tilting, sliding, until his remains poured down a steep incline. He landed on something dusty and infinitely more noxious than anything he'd done inside his canyons.
Oh, no,
whispered the female voice.
Dr. Snipes, what have we done?
What indeed, Oliver wondered.
He's fallen into the pit,
she said, as if she'd heard his question. Ah, thought Oliver, at last it begins to make sense. Hell was a pit, exactly as Messer Dante had described, except this place was cold, bone-chillingly cold.
And we've got to get him out, said the man called Snipes.
Yes, please. Sample complete. Ready to continue?